Tracy, how are you? Tracy Bone, Jeremy Bradley from Winnipeg. Congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you.
So the Junos are here in the big city of Vancouver. What does the nomination feel like?
It's really, it took me a while for it to sink in because I was in the same category as the legendary Buffy St. Marie.
She just went by.
I know, she's amazing. So, you know, a few years ago, watching the Junos from TV, or from home on TV, it seemed so far away, you know. It didn't seem attainable at that time. But to be here, to stand here, is something I couldn't take with me and, explain to my kids. I do have 5 at home.
Wow. Now, I was just talking with Buffy, and I asked her what she thinks about Aboriginal music getting such a platform on a big national, international stage. What does it feel like to you?
Well, you know what? Aboriginal music comes from a place where, you know, long ago we had residential schools, and it took away our families, and so that effect is still going on.
And it's very loud in here. That's all right. No, that's okay. So what does it mean to you to have such a...
Okay, sorry.
No, that's fine. There's lots happening here on the red carpet at the Junos in Vancouver. So having such an international platform for Aboriginal music, what does that mean to you?
It means the world to me. It allows us to share our music and our experiences because they are so different from our history. We've come such a long way, and I'm so proud to be a part of that. And there's a lot more Aboriginal up-and-coming artists that are wickedly talented that deserve, a little bit of a platform for their experiences and the beautiful music that they make.
And nobody does it better than you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations on the nomination.
You.